You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Our show today is about love and lust. And right now, we're focusing on the potential fallout from amorous adventures. HIV remains a major concern, but there is a new approach called pre-exposure prophylaxis that could protect people from contracting the virus. It's effective, but controversial. Alana Gordon met a man who is on the front lines of this revolutionary development in more ways than one.
John Vaz is 34. He's fit and smart. A real catch. And a little over a year ago, he found himself in a somewhat unusual situation. For him, he was single. It didn't last long.
We actually met on Grindr.
It's a popular hookup app.
It was fairly innocuous.
Uh-huh.
I was sitting at home watching a French movie with a friend.
Vaz lives in D.C.
And he was somewhere else in D.C. watching a movie on a Shabbat dinner night with his friends.
They talked movies for a bit.
We exchanged phone numbers.
And then they met for coffee the next day.
And so you just started immediately sparks or like?
I think at the time really enjoyed spending time with each other, and a coffee date became a sort of hangout date, and then let's get dinner and then let's go back to yours. And
a few months later they moved in together. It was fantastic. It was comfortable. Something was missing.
Suffice to say, life is too short for bad sex.
Vaz and his partner decided to open up their relationship. They were still committed to each other, but agreed it was okay to have other sexual partners. Vaz was totally on board, but he did worry about one thing, HIV. He uses condoms, but with their new relationship status, what if? What if?
The barrier methods of protection might fail on my own volition or unintentionally.
This brought Vaz face to face with a new option, a new preventive tool that hadn't really been around before. It's called PrEP.
PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis.
PrEP is a combination HIV drug, brand name Truvada. Studies have shown that if it's taken consistently once a day, it can reduce the risk of HIV up to 90% compared with those who don't take it. Vaz was in a quandary. Should he take PrEP? I should note there is some irony here, because Vaz is an infectious disease doctor.
You know, we are also human even if we are physicians.
He's the HIV director at one of the biggest health centers in Baltimore, and he has several dozen patients on PrEP. Dr. Vaz says HIV is a powerful virus, but it needs to take control of cells to proliferate.
They cannot do anything by themselves. They need to get into a cell and hijack a cell's machinery to survive.
But the drug Truvada, if it's already in a person's body at the right levels, basically stops the HIV virus from taking over that cell. And so the virus dies. Some advocates liken PrEP to birth control for HIV. They see it as a major, I mean major, prevention tool.
Some of the modeling that the WHO did showed that in the next 10 years, if PrEP was rolled out to men who have sex with men, it could avert 1 million infections. That's a huge number.
Reported side effects can include some nausea at first. Vaz says the main thing is monitoring a person's kidneys, because that's how the drug's secreted. The FDA approved PrEP in 2012, and last year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended those at highest risk for HIV take it. That includes people with HIV-positive partners. For Vaz, the guidelines opened up access to PrEP to his patients, because it meant insurance would start covering it.
For me personally, I went, yes.
The drug costs about $1,200 a month. Now, it has stirred some controversy. What if people miss dosages? How protected are they? What if it leads to riskier behavior and higher STD rates? That hasn't shown to be the case. For many, PrEP's still a really new concept. But for Vaz, in his own practice, the real success of PrEP is not about writing a prescription.
But it also allows for us then to have this forum of someone's life, which, you know, health is about so much more than just giving someone pills.
He's seen it open up conversations about stigma, about HIV, whatever one's status, about sexuality, about fear, about intimacy.
It really just helps people to start thinking about their sexual health and make good decisions in their quieter moments of their lives that hopefully will pervade those heat of the moment, lustful, passionate moments.
Vaz, if you'll remember, was 50-50 about taking PrEP himself. He consulted his own primary care provider. In the end, he decided it wasn't right for him, at least not then.
Trust me, if I felt like I needed it, I would have said, no, I'm going on it.
Part of his reasoning was his open relationship. It didn't pan out.
I think there's no prescribed way to do things. And we really did enjoy the year that we had together and just, you know, sort of shaking together. And, you know, we are the best of friends. And I love him dearly, and I always will.
But Vaz realized they weren't in love. Vaz is in a new relationship now. And while he's not taking PrEP, his former partner and now really good friend is. That gives Vaz a lot of peace of mind, because he thinks weighing those decisions is as much about loving oneself as it is someone else. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.